Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Rebecca Clark?
This is her.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Now, does anyone in your
okay.
work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Nope? Okay.
Nope.
Now, are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yep.
All right. Now, it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you'll be voting in May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably?
Oh, it's absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Now, is your age 66?
Excuse me?
Is your age 66?
Yep.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm sure. I'm Native American and I'm Irish.
You're Irish?
Okay, Irish so and Native American, yeah.
So that
Choctaw be and Cherokee.
Okay, mix.
We're a mix, yeah.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Okay, good deal. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings.
Mixes
towards-
are better.
Okay.
It's like puppies, you know, you want to get a mix instead of a purebred because they have all the problems.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, which 100 meaning that you feel very warm, favorable towards them, and 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Now, if you have no opinion or have
sure.
never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is Jamie McLeod Skinner.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm 100. I have a good opinion 100. Of her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Janelle Bynum?
I don't know that one.
No.
I've read something about but I don't recall.
No, I know her. No, you've never heard of
yeah,
her?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't. I have heard of her, but I don't recall what I read about it. You know, it was the last election, and I did look into it, but I don't recall.
Okay.
Every election, I make sure I go over everything just before I vote again.
Oh, I see. Now, it's still a couple of weeks away, but in May 21st, primary election for Congress were held today. Well, whom would you vote for, Neil Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
I don't know. I haven't looked at Janelle Bynum, so I'd have to look. To be honest, you know, I am left-leaning, but I look at all the candidates.
Okay.
If I think there's a better candidate on the other side, that's who I vote for. But it's just a primary, correct?
Excuse me?
It's just a primary.
What, this?
Yeah, the next election.
Oh, yes. Now, even though you say you are...
Is Janelle Bynum a Democrat or a Republican?
Well, you know what? I can't...
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I can't.
Yeah, that's, you know, that has something to do with it. You know, if I think that she's a stronger and a better candidate than Jamie Skinner, then that's who I would vote for. It just depends. And I haven't looked at that information yet.
Okay, so even though you say you are undecided, would you vote, or if you had it to decide which candidate would you lean towards, Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Jamie McLeod Skinner. That's who I right now, today, before I know any more information, that's who I would lean towards right now.
Lean to Jamie McLeod. Okay. Now,
see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I don't have all the information yet.
Yeah, you still need to do your research, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
No.
No. Okay. Now, the last few questions for statistical purposes is only, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12. I've had some college courses, but I don't have any degree.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm widowed.
You widowed? Okay. Now,
yeah,
do
my
you
husband
have any
died last year.
Oh, my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you.
Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yep, two.
Two?
They're not my children. They're my grandchildren.
They're your grandchildren. Okay. Now,
mm-hmm. My daughter lives with me because she has a brain tumor.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Now,
yeah, it's not cancerous. It's okay.
It's okay. Not cancer. That's good then. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm somewhat liberal.
Somewhat?
I'm not all the way left, but I'm right there.
Somewhat liberal, you said, right?
Yeah, somewhat liberal.
Okay. How would you describe your area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Urban?
Oh, no, it's suburban. It's suburbia. It is. We're in a kind of a bedroom community, so yeah.
All right. Good deal.
Suburbia.
This concludes our service. Thank you for participating. You have yourself a
good day. Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.